You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi is all set to launch a customized crash course for coronavirus frontline workers. Now, Delhi also is all set to train its youth as health assistants so that they can assist healthcare professionals if and when the third wave of the pandemic strikes the capital. Hello and welcome back to CNBC TV18's COVID Fight podcast. This is Kanishka Sarkar and here I bring to you the latest updates on the pandemic from India and across the world. Now, first of all, let me take you through today's COVID figures. Today we recorded a daily case count of 62,224. According to the Union Health Ministry's morning bulletin, there's a positive update on the active cases as well. They say that the active cases have dropped below 9 lakh after a total of 70 days. Next up, let's talk about the controversy around the interval that is required between two doses of the Covishield vaccine. Now, this comes after Reuters yesterday published a report with a few scientists saying that they did not back the 12 to 16 weeks gap between two doses. M.D. Gupte, a former director of the state-run National Institute of Epidemiology, said that the National Technical Advisory Group on Immunization had backed increasing the dosing interval to 8 to 12 weeks. And this is as per the gap advice by the World Health Organization. He told Reuters, as I quote him, 8 to 12 weeks is something we all accepted. 12 to 16 weeks is something that the government has come out with. This may be all right, maybe not. We have no information on that. However, Dr. N.K. Arora, who is the chairman of India's COVID-19 working group of the NTAGI, said that there is no dissent among the NTAGI members regarding this decision. And he says there's scientific reasoning behind the decision to increase the gap between the Covishield doses from 4 to 6 weeks to 12 to 16 weeks. He cited data and said, as I quote him, in the last week of April 2021, the data released by Public Health England, United Kingdom's executive agency of the Department of Health, showed that vaccine efficacy varied between 65% to 88% when the interval is 12 weeks. This is the basis on which they overcame the epidemic outbreak due to the Alpha variant. The UK was able to overcome it because of the interval that was kept, that is 12 weeks. We also thought that it was a good idea since there are fundamental scientific reasons to show that when the interval is increased, the vaccines give a better response. Hence, the decision was taken on May 13 to increase the interval to 12 to 16 weeks. Now, Dr. Arora reiterated that they have a very open and transparent system where decisions are taken on scientific basis. Moving on, there's some good news for those of you who are looking to step out for a leisure trip or picnic. The Taj Mahal has now reopened for public after a period of 2 months. According to the District Magistrate of Agra, only 650 tourists are now allowed at any time inside the premises of the monument, which normally sees around 20,000 visitors every day. Next up, let me tell you how Delhi is preparing for the third wave of the pandemic. Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal today announced that as many as 5,000 youths in the city will be trained to become health assistants. These people will be given basic training for 2 weeks in nursing, paramedics, life-saving, first aid and home care. They will act only as the doctors instruct them. The ambitious plan, as Kejriwal describes it, is to ensure that the capital doesn't face a shortage of medical and paramedical staff like they did in the first and second wave. The training will be conducted by city's IP University and people can fill up online applications starting tomorrow. Next up is an update on the recently discovered Delta Plus variant of coronavirus. As people are now getting concerned about this new variant, Niti Aayog's Dr. V.K. Paul clarified that it has not been declared as a variant of concern yet. He says that the way forward is to watch for Delta Plus variant's potential presence in the country and then take appropriate public health response. Coming back to the crash course that the PM will launch on Friday, that is June 18th. Now, this is a program for frontline workers. Under this program, they'll be trained for 6 job roles. This includes home care support, basic care support, advanced care support, emergency care support, sample collection support, and medical equipment support. Now, the government office says that the course will create skilled non-medical healthcare workers to fill the present and future needs of manpower in the health sector. Now, moving on to global news on the pandemic. South Africa has entered the third wave of the pandemic, following which it has imposed further curbs. Meanwhile, in Ireland, scientists have identified why COVID patients develop blood clots. The researchers analyzed blood samples taken from patients. When compared to controlled groups, the blood of COVID patients had higher levels of the pro-clotting VWF molecules and lower levels of anti-clotting ADAMT S113. Now, the researchers also identify other changes in proteins that cause the reduction of these anti-clotting molecules. Well, that's all for now. Thanks for listening into this podcast. And now we are going to give you a chance to be heard. In case you wish to write to us a feedback, suggestion, or have a question for us, please do so. Please write to us on cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I repeat, that is cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. Stay tuned to CNBC TV 18 for all the latest developments. Thank you and have a nice day ahead.